An old country saying, I wish I'd made up, calls on September to blow soft until fruit's in the loft. Well, September wasn't listening the other night when the windows rattled, curtains shivered, and timbers creaked as I awoke in the middle of a quandary sparked by being overlooked yet again by Booker Prize judges. My brain rocks in a myriad of directions when balmy coastal breezes make way for the sort of full-throated gusts wind farm backers can only dream about. I'm up there in the swaying crow's nest, peering down on a boiling sea of quirky traits, quoted trivia, and questionable trends. I used to anchor notepad and pencil by my bed to jot down random musings provoked by drowsy ramblings on retirement or sudden recollections on arising. Then I called it a night as short-term memory loss and too many treks to the loo, when I could recall the way, reduced the whole exercise to an unedifying gamble. Now I spring to life around noon with a Norfolk version of Eureka. It comes out something like, "Core, blast me, ain't that a rum'un?" when little beads of inspiration fall from my furrowed brow. Trouble is, I can't always remember if they formed during hours of creative darkness or while listening to Daybreak Radio. My full-time years in front of a microphone ended in 1995, but there's still a temptation to join presenters and contributors in the studio and help with occasional observation. For instance, latest news from the US Open Tennis can renew my belief that Flushing Meadows used to be WC Fields. Constant plugs for unmissable music treats force me to ask yet again when Last Night of the Proms is really going to mean it. A reminder that an eagerly awaited new volume is available in all good bookshops begs the information as to what we can find in the bad ones. A blatant slip from high grammatical standards teases out a blunt assertion that double negatives are a complete no-no. I drift towards a country postman of the 1950s who, on being asked if he had any letters for us, replied cheerfully, "No, there ain't none. Not for nobody." Might have been his brother grumbling constantly on the farm about lack of support. "There's the worst of this place. Ain't never nobody nowhere to help anybody with nothing." Scanning newspapers over breakfast can produce the odd positive reaction from someone afraid of being a member of the last generation to digest information like this with cornflakes and toast. I like a good moan, and reasons for it to stay on the table in front of me each morning to set me up for the day. You can shake angrily, crumple noisily, or fold a page with exaggerated care to underline feelings towards a fresh torrent of news and comment. The usual suspects line up for dissection. I ignore celebrities making a comeback on some dancing or cookery program out of ignorance rather than spite. I didn't recognise them the first time round. Ah, here comes a pair of old favourites destined to push my parochial sensibilities way past the reasonable mark. This will put Norfolk on the map and must be good for our local economy, have swollen into refuge for more than spurious motives built along the road to so-called progress and prosperity. Just to put the record straight, Norfolk has appeared on most maps since I first went to school. Is that little bit sticking out like a plump backside into the North Sea? The local economy is not tied exclusively to embracing excesses that have clearly mucked up other places. I don't ignore proper culture while falling asleep or stirring back to life. Recent literary outlines include a revised plot for Saprise to Cringleford, switching from Edwardian times to the 1960s, and an outline to honour a Norfolk landworker who inspired a rebellion at harvest time several summers ago. Creaky Binders is a useful working title to make a pitch for a television adaption, as long as they can find enough actors outside the cornfields of Mummerset. A few other burgeoning ideas to introduce a stronger Norfolk element into several new television shows before I drop off. Here come Ready, Steady, Retire, Last of the Summer Traffic, Murder, What She Writ, Snooze Night, Celebrity Roadworks. Now, bring back to the manure born.